Well, cheers to us. We made it through another year, and it's time to ring in a new one. What do you plan on eating on New Year's Eve? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, December the 30th. If you need some new ideas for appetizers or light foods for your New Year's Eve party, you have come to the right place during this half hour, and I hope you will call in with the tray of hors d'oeuvres that you would like to pass. What's your specialty? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And, you know, it would be fun to know if you do have some sort of New Year's Eve or New Year's food traditions. Are there certain foods that that you actually try to make every single year? That'd be fun to know. We are going to be talking with Amy Hanlon. Amy Hanton. She is author of the Cooking Mom Cookbook, blogger, and host of the lifestyle cooking show Living with Amy, which is on Fox 11 in Green Bay. And Amy joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, everybody. I love New Year's Eve. And, you know, one of the things I like to do is really put a great spread on at home. That's one of the nights that I choose not to go out. I think the restaurants can be really crowded. Not that I don't like to go out to eat every once in a while, but not that night. I just like to be home. I don't want to be driving. I just like to do nice stuff at home, you know?
I'm with you. It's too crowded, and we usually can't stay up until midnight anyway, so...
So what's
your spread going to be this New Year's Eve?
Well, one of the things that I like to do when it comes to entertaining is make it easy. Put a game plan together so you can do things ahead of time, because I don't want to be in the kitchen the whole time. We've all had that party where it's like, oh, I'm never doing that again. So I figured out a way to entertain with family and friends so that I can enjoy the party too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think heavy hors d'oeuvres is a great way to go. And we have a great big kitchen island. I think a lot of people do. And it seems like everybody ends up in the kitchen anyway, so why fight it? So I just put a great big spread out on the island and let everybody munch away. One of the things that I love, love, love to do, it's kind of a traditional appetizer, very, very easy to make, bacon-wrapped water chestnuts. And it's something that I grew up with, and we actually even had them at our wedding for an hors d'oeuvre.
Mm.
And they're super easy, and everybody's really into bacon. Bacon is very much on trend, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I mean, you know, who doesn't like bacon? So I like to get some nice bacon, some of the thick-sliced bacon, and about a half a pound of it. And basically, you take a can of those water chestnuts, the whole water chestnuts, not the sliced ones, and you soak those in a little bit of soy sauce, maybe for a few minutes, and that way they'll absorb some of that great flavor of the soy sauce. And then you take a half a strip of bacon and wrap it around each one of the water chestnuts, skewer it with a toothpick, and then basically you can get that all done ahead, like the morning of New Year's morning, or even the day before. And then you fill each, you kind of line them up like tin soldiers into a baking sheet, fill each one with a little bit of brown sugar, and then bake them in the oven right before your guests get there, 400 degrees for about 15 to 25 minutes, and watch these babies disappear. Sometimes I'll double, triple the recipe because you just pop them in your mouth. And that's the other thing. Hors d'oeuvres, you want to be able to take one or two bites. You don't want to, you know, it's one of those things where it's just got to be easy to eat, great finger food. And these guys love, too. You know, you want to have enough food out so that people don't have to hit a fast food restaurant on the way home from your party.
Right.
And so, you know, things like this, bacon and, you know, more hearty hors d'oeuvres are really a nice way to go.
Well, I happen to love shrimp, and I noticed that you have a nice recipe for a shrimp cocktail.
I do. You know, it's New Year's Eve, so if you're not going to be going out, I think some sort of seafood is really nice to serve. And, you know, we've all had okay shrimp cocktail, and then you've had really good shrimp cocktail. Mm. One tip that I have is don't buy the shrimp that's already pre-done at the grocery store, the pre-cooked shrimp. It just doesn't have a lot of flavor, and it's not really any more expensive to boil your own shrimp at home. And I do a beer-boiled shrimp where I take a few pounds of shrimp, and I usually just, you know, you buy frozen shrimp in the bags, and again, make sure it's uncooked. It's kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to get the shrimp with the shell on, too. I think that has some more flavor when it comes to boiling it. So I boil it in a couple bottles of beer. I throw some bay leaves in there, some whole black peppercorns, a little bit of celery seed, a few cloves of garlic, and some lemons. And the big thing with it is don't overcook it. I get it all boiling. I add the shrimp, and then I turn that water off and let it stand in that great mixture of the beer and all those spices for about 5 to 8 minutes. The minute that shrimp turns pink, it is done. And then get it out of there, drain it, get it in the refrigerator. Again, that's something that you can do the morning of New Year's Eve or even the day before. Keep it chilled in the refrigerator. And then as far as the cocktail sauce goes, man, if you, again, it's so easy to make your own rather than pick up the kind that's already made. And I take some chili sauce, which is like kicked up ketchup. You find it in the ketchup aisle. Add that, a little ketchup to that, a few dashes of hot sauce, some Worcestershire. I love horseradish, so we like our cocktail sauce a little spicy. So quite a bit of horseradish in there, a little bit of lemon juice and lemon zest. And again, if you can whip that sauce up the morning of New Year's Eve and have the flavors really come together in the refrigerator, this is some seriously good shrimp cocktail and good cocktail sauce. Serve it with lemon wedges and watch it disappear, because everybody loves really great shrimp cocktail, especially on New Year's Eve.
Oh, does that ever sound good? You know, I never would have thought to make my own cocktail sauce, but it sounds easy, and why not?
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's, you know, and all of my recipes are easy. I'm a cooking mom. Mm-hmm. I'm not a chef, so it's got to be easier. It's not going to happen. But those special little touches that you make really do make a big difference.
And thank you for the tip on the shrimp too, because I think I overcook it, and sometimes it's too tough. And just 5 to 8 minutes, and once it turns, and you take it off the, actually, you don't have it boiling on the heat. You take it off.
That's what I do. Yeah. You know, I get that mixture boiling, then throw the shrimp in and immediately take it off the heat. That water's, the mixture's cool or hot enough to cook that shrimp, and yeah, don't overcook it. And the flavor between that and the stuff that you pick up already on the tray at the grocery store, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, that stuff's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So we have our shrimp cocktail ready for the party. We have our bacon-wrapped water chestnuts ready for the party. And I hope that you're going to make these crab bites.
These rock. And again, this is one of those that just watch them disappear. Really easy, just a few ingredients. And it's a crazy recipe. Basically, you take a packet of English muffins. And again, I sometimes when I'm having, you know, New Year's Eve, and this is going to be what we're eating all night, I'll double or triple these recipes. Again, this is one that the guys will like because it's kind of hearty, but, you know, I love it too. So I take English muffins and I split them. And then I take a can of crab meat and drain it. Again, it's New Year's Eve, so this is a little bit more, you know, mm-hmm. It's not game day. So we're kind of upscale on the appetizers a little bit. And I mix that crab meat with some diced red pepper, 4 tablespoons of softened butter, and this is the key to this recipe, 1 jar of Old English cheddar cheese spread. Not expensive. It just comes in a jar. You'll find it at the grocery store. Just ask for it. A little bit of garlic salt, couple tablespoons of mayo, and a dash of Worcestershire sauce, and I mix that crab meat mixture together. And then you can have that crab meat mixture all done and the English muffins split. And then, again, right before your guests get there, you spread that mixture on the English muffins. And then I cut them into 4, each muffin, so again that they're bite-sized, bake them in the oven. They are very quick baking, so you can get everything done ahead of time and then just pop them in the oven right before your guests get there. 375 for about 10 to 15 minutes, and then I garnish the top with a little bit of chopped parsley or scallions. And these are so yummy. I mean, the crab meat and then that cheese mixture gets all warm, and the English muffins get toasted, and they're delicious.
Yum. Does it matter if you use imitation crab meat?
No, it doesn't. You know, in some of my recipes, it works just fine. For this, you know, canned crab meat's very reasonable, so I prefer that. But you could certainly use about a cup of just chopped up imitation crab meat. That would work fine, too.
Well, these sound great, and we hope that you will join in with some of the appetizers or light foods that you are planning on making for New Year's Eve. Or if you have a question for Amy Hanton, we welcome that too at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. All of these recipes that Amy is sharing are on her website, thecookingmom.com, and we have linked that website to ours, wpr.org/joy, or the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Please join in with the dish that is your specialty when there's a party, some sort of appetizer or hors d'oeuvre or party food. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Checking the weather forecast for today, a winter weather advisory in effect until noon for southwestern and portions of southern Wisconsin. the Madison area, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible with a tenth of an inch of ice. So some ice accumulation as well. To the west and north of Madison, 4 inches of snow is possible. There's going to be this mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow in southern Wisconsin this morning, turning to all snow by this afternoon. Chance of light snow in northern and central Wisconsin, with highs in the upper 20s in the north to the upper 30s in the south. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up after the news after 7:30, I'll be talking with a beer expert who can explain the differences between different types of beer and answer your beer-related questions. That's coming up after 7:30. Right now, we are talking with a cooking expert. She is the cooking mom, Amy Hanton. She is the author of the Cooking Mom Cookbook. She's a blogger. She's host of the lifestyle cooking show Living with Amy on Fox 11 in Green Bay. And we are talking with her about foods that we can make for our New Year's Eve party. New Year's Eve party food. What are you thinking of making to nibble on while you ring in the new year? What are some of your favorite party recipes? Call in for advice on what you should make this weekend. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You know, Amy, we have this beer expert coming in after 7:30, and you mentioned that you do boil your shrimp in beer. That makes a big difference.
I think so, and you know what? I love cooking with beer, and I know the beer expert you're talking about. And she's a great gal. I think that beer and wine add a lot of flavor to cooking, and so a lot of my recipes will have a splash of beer or a splash of wine. In fact, I had recently had a sausage and cheese chowder recipe featured in the New York Times. They were looking for the ultimate football food recipe, and I had them at the splash of beer or the sausage and cheese, so they loved it. So yeah, I think that cooking with beer and wine just pumps up the flavor. The chefs do it, and I do it too.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about too. We have talked with the cooking with beer expert that you're referring to. I don't remember a name off the top of my head, but this is a different one. This is a beer expert at the Brennan's Markets in Wisconsin.
Oh,
he's in Madison, and so we'll be talking about also learning about the differences between things like porters and pilsners and things like that, which I don't know. So
me either, but yeah. I like to learn.
You know, that one of my favorites, and I notice you have a recipe or two for this as well, are fruit and cheese together. I think are really, really good, even if it's just, fruit and cheese. I think that's great. But you have, don't you have a raspberry brie tart?
I do, and I think, first of all, I think people get nervous at the word brie. Brie is wonderful. It's not one of those cheeses that you need to be scared of. It's very kid-friendly, even. I just think the word brie, it's kind of like quiche,
Mm-hmm.
People get scared off by it. Very, very mild. You can get it anywhere these days. It's not expensive. It doesn't have to be. And I have a 3-ingredient hors d'oeuvre recipe. Talk about easy. Anyone can do this, and you will look like a rock star. So I take, you pick up these little frozen mini phyllo pastry shells. And you'll find them either in the frozen section of your grocery store. They come in a box, or sometimes they're just in the regular, section of your grocery store. They just come frozen or not. It doesn't really matter. But they're pre-cooked little phyllo tarts that you can do desserts with. I do a lot of things with them because they're just so easy. But I take a wheel of brie, and I cut it up into little pieces, and I drop a little piece of brie into every one of these little tarts. And then I spoon a little bit of raspberry spreadable fruit, seedless preferably, on the top of each one of these little tarts. Bake it in the oven for, I'm not kidding you, 4 to 8 minutes.
Wow.
And it crisps up those little phyllo tarts. The cheese gets all melty, and I love the combination of a little bit of fruit with the brie. A fig jam works great. You could do a little cranberry sauce. You could sprinkle some nuts on each one of them, but these little shells, you can basically put chicken salad in them, shrimp salad in them. There's a lot you can do with them, but if you line them up then on a pretty rectangular platter, they just look beautiful. Another little tip when it comes to entertaining is, and all the caterers are doing it, and you can do it at home, is white space is very important when you're serving a bunch of hors d'oeuvres. So white platters are so pretty, and you don't want to overcrowd your platter, so you want to be able to just keep filling them up over and over again. And that's what, you know, when you go to a fancy party and you see these pretty white platters with the tarts and things all lined up in a row, think of that when you're doing your New Year's Eve party, is to not put too many hors d'oeuvres on one platter. And really, white platters are, you know, the way to go.
No, that sounds good. And you also have another one, again, it's brie, but this time with apples.
I do a couple of stuffed brie recipes in my cookbook. And brie is just, again, one of those things that you just look like you're, you know, a caterer or a celebrity chef, and everyone loves it. And you just take a wheel of brie, and you slice it in half horizontally, and you can stuff it with so many different things. Yeah, I take some butter and a few apples and brown sugar, nutmeg, cinnamon, and warm that up on a stove till the apples get a little soft. And then I split that brie in half and layer some of the apple mixture in there, and then put the top of the brie back on, put more apples on top. Then I wrap it in frozen puff pastry sheets that have been thawed. Again, you get them in the freezer section. You thaw them in the refrigerator, and you wrap the entire wheel of brie in them, brush it with a little bit of the pastry with a little bit of beaten egg, and pop it into your oven at 425 degrees for about 25 to 30 minutes. What happens is the brie gets all melty and wonderful, and the puff pastry gets golden and beautiful. And put that on a platter surrounded by some grapes and sliced French bread or crackers, and wow. And you can, this happened to be a recipe you're referring to, the brie with apples, but you can stuff brie with so many different things. You know, you can do mushrooms. You can do, you know, again, we talked about the raspberry jam, fig jam. Real easy to do, and it's, anybody can do it, and it just really kind of takes the party to the next level. A little fancy for New Year's Eve, which is nice.
Yeah, and Bill Martins, my director, is very intrigued by a recipe he found on your website, thecookingmom.com, cranberry meatballs.
Oh, you know what? That's another guy one, and and my husband's all about that, too, and I like them, too. Again, we're talking about a New Year's Eve party. We want heavy hors d'oeuvres. We want people to, you know, fill up. And meatballs is a great way to go because you can have them in your slow cooker and, you know, make them ahead of time, and people can just help themselves with toothpicks. And this is so easy. I take actually a bag, one of those big bags or a couple of them, of pre-cooked cocktail-sized meatballs. So you want, you know, a good couple of bags of that. And then I whisk together basically one can of jellied cranberry sauce, a bottle of chili sauce, which is, again, that kicked-up ketchup that you'll find in the ketchup aisle. Heinz is usually the brand that, you know, I'll go for. A tablespoon of minced onion. It can be fresh or dried. And we talked a little bit about cooking with beer or wine. And I add about a quarter of a cup. I mean, I don't usually measure. I just kind of throw it in there, of Pinot Noir or a dry red wine like a Merlot, Cabernet. You whisk those four ingredients together, pour them over the meatballs, set that crock pot on low for 3 to 4 hours, and it is just yummy. That sauce is magical, and watch it get gobbled right up again. You might want to double or triple this recipe, too.
Well, Bill's in heaven because it involves a crock pot, too. So
I'm all about a crock pot. I have an entire chapter of my book called Throw It in the Slow Cooker. And really, that's, you know, busy people, it's a great way to go.
You know, the last time we talked on Wisconsin Public Radio together, we talked about tailgating foods and football parties and that sort of thing. And boy, what great seasons we've had because we did that program. What do you think?
I think it must have been us, Joyce, for sure. But, you know, I'm always coming up with new and different, you know, football recipes. We do have another big game.
That's right. I was going to say with our next couple of minutes, even though we didn't plan on it, since the Rose Bowl is on Monday and, you know, the Packers are playing again on Sunday, Super Bowl, of course, coming up. Any new football party recipes?
One of my favorites, and this is a three-ingredient one, and it just, they're yummy. And, again, guys love them. They're called brat bundles. And I take a tube of refrigerated crescent rolls, which I think we're all familiar with, and I take 4 to 5 of the pre-cooked, like a cheddar bratwurst, and they come in some great different flavors now. Some of them are like apple cheddar and things like that, and I slice up those bratwursts. I slice up my crescent rolls. I wrap a little piece of crescent roll around each one of the little pieces of the bratwurst, brush each one with a little bit of egg, the pastry, pop them into the oven at 425 for 12 to 15 minutes and serve them with a great spicy mustard for dipping. This is great for New Year's Eve, but great for a game day, too. I call them my brat bundles. So, so quick and easy, and they're just delicious, and watch those disappear. So you can use, you want to use a smoked brat or a cheddar brat or even a Polish sausage works great, but they're yummy.
Oh, boy. Well, we just have a minute or so to go, Amy. Anything else on your spread this weekend that that you'd like to share?
You know, I love to do a prime, tenderloin, and then slice it up thin, serve it with some horseradish sauce. Again, it's really, I know that people are eating at my party, and serve it, you know, like some French bread so people can make their own, like, prime or, you know, tenderloin sandwiches. Put that on a platter. It looks so pretty. I put a whipped horseradish sauce recipe on my website that's just delicious. But, you know, keep it easy. Stay out of the, you don't want to be in the kitchen the whole time. Have fun. And if you do have any great recipes, my website's all about recipe sharing, too. So, and I feature a recipe of the week that's actually, you know, you guys' recipes. So check it out. I'm always putting new recipes on there several times a week. So,
Amy, thank you so much. And I am going to make your beer boiled shrimp, absolutely, this weekend. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Joy. Happy New Year. And I'm dying to hear what you think about it.
I will let you know, and we'll talk again. Thanks, and Happy New Year to you. Amy Hanton is author of The Cooking Mom Cookbook, a blogger, host of the Lifestyle Cooking Show, Living with Amy, which is on Fox 11 in Green Bay. We have posted her website on our Facebook page. Her website is thecookingmom.com. You can see these recipes that we discussed on that website. It's linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and WPR.org/joy. All right, well, stay tuned. You're going to want to have maybe a beer or two with that New Year's Eve spread. We will learn the differences between the different types of beer coming up, and our expert will answer your beer-related questions. We'll talk about what's trending in the beer world as well as we head into 2012. So you can call us right now if you want to with your beer favorites or questions, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.